Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Time for Dean Richards and the entertainment news now. We are talking about the sad news that Quincy Jones has passed away. And, Dean, you know, people forget, you talk about a guy who had a long career and worked with all sorts of great artists. He even produced It's My Party for Leslie Gore in 1962.
Yeah, a couple of Leslie Gore songs, actually, when he was first starting off. That's when he made friends with Ray Charles and produced some of his songs. Incredibly prolific of writing and composing. His biggest successes came when he produced Michael Jackson's Thriller album, the biggest selling album of all time. He produced We Are the World. He organized that entire effort of getting all of those people together in one studio at one night to record that. That became the biggest selling single of all time.
Quincy Jones, born in Chicago, right?
Yeah, south side of Chicago. Very poor, came up in the 1930s when, African-American people were not being offered very many opportunities at anything. But he was able to break through, became a trumpeter. He had a neighbor who was constantly playing music, and kind of gravitated toward that and became a trumpeter, became a writer, became a composer, and, you know, went on to write and produce and compose for names like Dizzy Gillespie and Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong and Frank Sinatra. The list goes on, and then Michael Jackson, and then spread his wings into theater with The Wiz on Broadway, then The Color Purple, a whole variety of Broadway shows, a whole variety of motion pictures, a whole variety of theatrical productions. He was an EGOT winner, Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award winner, but Grammys, 28 Grammy Awards through the years. Just a spectacular career. Died at his home in Bel Air last night at the age of 91. And as Bob said, it all started right here on the south side of Chicago.
On the south side of Chicago. In the 30s, man, and during the Depression, I wanted to be a gangster till I was 11. You want to be what you see, and that's all we ever saw.
I did not engineer this journey. To tell you the truth, I don't think I could even see this far. And now that I'm older and full of wonder, I can see that maybe other forces were at the wheel. You may have seen my mother Sarah in my music and witnessed the laughter and tears of my children, my family. They were the pillars beneath this life of mine. Theirs is the humanity reflected in this moment. Each act of creation can be another powerful pillar beneath this life of this wonderful and troubled nation of ours. Who knows, the next artist we support may one day stand before you as I do now, humble, proud, cool, and so thankful. Thank you all.
Yeah, pretty nice. Cool, I like that.
Yeah, that's when he received his honorary Academy Award for all of the music that he contributed over the years. Just amazing. And I've heard so many the internet is completely flooded this morning with reaction from people in all areas of entertainment, of course all areas of music, but young and old, hip-hop, rap, people who produce band music, pop music, everything, but actors, producers of movies. Everybody is reacting to the contribution of the great Quincy Jones. So it's a huge loss. He's maybe one of the most influential people in the history of recorded sound.
No doubt about it. You know, I never watched the Netflix documentary, but I'm going to go back and find it now.
Yeah, it's great.
Supposed to be good.
It's great. Yeah, it is.
Dean, what's the update on that Dawson's Creek star, the former star?
Yeah, James Vanderbeek is his name. He was one of the stars of Dawson's Creek back in the day, the star of Varsity Blues back in the day. He, over the weekend, revealed he is receiving treatment for colorectal cancer. He says that there is room for optimism. He's feeling good. He said really his only regret is that he did not tell his whole family before the news went public. So some of his family is a little put out that they had to read about it in the newspaper. But he's doing okay, I guess, right now, 47 years old.
What was it like chatting with J.B. Smoove?
He's a great guy. He's so friendly and so fun. Not quite as raucous as the character that he played on Curb Your Enthusiasm, the Leon character that he played. But he's done stand-up, he's been in lots of different movies and TV shows, and now is hosting a new game show that is streaming on Amazon Prime that's called Buy It Now, in which entrepreneurs bring and pitch their products, a little like Shark Tank, and then celebrities and the audience decide whether or not those products will, you know, move to the next level of being put out on the market. So we talked to him about that on a nice Zoom call, but also about Curb Your Enthusiasm. And, you know, he just talked to me about how grateful he was to be part of it all.
What did that mean to you as a comedian to be part of this ensemble?
You know, it was certain things just had to happen in a certain order, that if that order was different, I would have never even heard about a Curb audition. And and to be around Larry and this amazing cast, amazing crew. I came in season 6 and I got a chance to be in 7 seasons hanging around with those amazing people. And long-lasting friendships, man. And it truly is, for a comedian, a comedic actor, we are in the happy business, man. And I think there's more than one way to make people happy. And I think laughter is really at the top. And I think amazing fans who supported the show, and I'm sure I speak for everybody who's on the show, that it was definitely a fun ride, man, you know?
Yeah, he was on 7 seasons on Curb, and arguably one of the most hilarious characters on the show. Those are streaming, those are available. His new game show on Amazon Prime is called Buy It Now.
Yeah, he definitely sounds different in person, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, very, very different from the character, yes.
We have a celebrity maternity report this morning, don't we?
Yeah, Barbie. I don't think there has been an actual doll Barbie that has been in a motherly way, shall we say, as they used to say on television back in the
family way,
in
right.
A family way, right? But Margot Robbie, who played Barbie in the blockbuster movie from a couple of years ago, over the weekend announced that she has given birth to a baby boy. It's the first child for her and her husband. They did not reveal a name, but it would be great if they named the baby Ken, wouldn't it?
Yeah, don't be surprised.
Skipper?
Sounded like you had some fun on the radio here Sunday.
Yeah, we did. We did our Tree Time show, our annual Tree Time Spectacular out at Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. We had, when I got there, I don't know, like 7:30 or something in the morning, there was already a long, long line of people waiting outside to get in the rain. So we really appreciate all of that. We had standing room only the entire 4-hour broadcast, and terrific guests throughout the program. We had lots of performers from local theaters that came by and gave us wonderful performances. We had Eddie Carosa and the boys from Illinois Polka Band, who was with us all morning long. We appreciate them. And the Canterbury Carolers, an a cappella Christmas group. So, yeah, we had a nice time. And, again, thank you to all the listeners who came out and enjoyed and sat and watched the show.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to everybody at Tree Time, Joe and Lori Kane. The owners are so hospitable and so warm every year. We really, really appreciate it.
And this just in, Mattel's Ken, complete with a cigar in every box, now available.
Very nice. Very traditional.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
See ya.